to hear what these voices have to say. Will Can't Wait, Answer, Not Our Name, Courage to Resist, Bay Area Community, and Military Voices Against the War, all out here in solidarity with Camp Casey and Cindy Sheehan. And we're gonna have Ann and Paul come up here, who I don't think they can hear me. And Ann is gonna get up here. She's real frustrated and pissed off right now, and I'm gonna let her tell you why.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad that you're here today in support of Cindy and what she's doing, and to come out and speak against the war. I am really angry today. I just found out on the way up here, less than 15 minutes ago, that my son, whose photo is on this board I'm holding, is being redeployed for the third time. He's only been back from Mosul for 4 months. They don't have official orders yet, but they've been told to pack their things in this coming week and be ready to go as early as September 1. The president keeps saying he's a war president. Well, I'm here to say that I'm an anti-war mom. Not only that, but, you know, so many of our soldiers and our Marines are also against this war. My son said that in the last 6 months to a year of this war, he has heard from more and more soldiers from the ranks of E1, the lowest private just getting in, to E8, the highest non-commissioned officer, that they don't want to be there. They don't believe in this war. They don't know what their mission is. I asked my son in this phone conversation I had 15 minutes or 20 minutes ago with him, I said, Michael, if somebody were to ask you today what your mission is over there, he said, Mom, I don't know what the mission is. I haven't known for a long time. And that's how these men feel. They are being told to go over there and to keep themselves alive.
Your occupiers of my people.
That's their mission. Their mission is to just keep themselves alive. And in order to do that, they have to kill Iraqis. The president keeps talking about completing the mission. My question to him is, what the hell is the mission? It has changed repeatedly. We don't know what it is. The Iraqi people don't know what it is. Our soldiers who are fighting don't know what it is. When my son was in Mosul, the second deployment, he said that it was so much more violent there than even in the early days of the invasion, because he was also there for the invasion and served a full year at that point. He said they never left the gates of their base without having to fire their weapons. He said he fired more rounds in those few months than in the entire year, including the invasion. They had as many soldiers from his unit wounded in those 5 months as they did in that first year. It's not peaceful over there. We are not creating democracy over there. All we're doing is creating more chaos. The president says that our staying over there is going to make a more peaceful world for all of us and make our grandchildren safer and our children safer. There's no way our children are going to be safer, our grandchildren are going to be safer, because what we're doing is wreaking terrorism and violence on a country. We are creating the next generation of terrorists. And I think that that's part of why we have so many bases, permanent bases, that are being erected in Iraq. My son has told me that at Baghdad International Airport, which is where one of the biggest permanent bases is being set up in Iraq, the PX, which is where the soldiers go to get their hygiene and their, you know, snacks and that kind of thing typically, the PX there is bigger than the PX that's at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. That's the biggest military base we have here in the United States. The soldiers can go in and buy big screen TVs. They can go in and buy washers and dryers. Now, mind you, there's no electricity, but they can buy these things. They can buy enough furniture to house, you know, to furnish a palace. if we're not meant to be there permanently, then why is this stuff being made available? I have so many questions for the president. I would love for him to go and talk to Cindy and let her ask her questions, but then I want him to talk to me because I've got a lot of questions too. I am really, really angry. Really angry that my son has to go back over there for a third time. It's outrageous. We need to bring the troops home. We need to bring them home now, and we need to take care of them when they get here. Thank you.